As a first-time mom, I have to admit, I really didn't know what to expect. But the people at Passport did. Besides covering me and my baby for maternity care and checkups, they offered me extra rewards for things I really needed, like gift cards so I could buy a crib or car seat, and gift cards for groceries and gas. All I had to do to earn these rewards was join their Mommy Steps program for new moms and keep my doctor's appointments, things I was going to do anyway. When they say, we take the time to care, they really mean it. That's why I choose Passport.
Why will you choose Passport? Call 1-800-578-0603. That's 1-800-578-0603. And choose Passport. 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan. We take the time to care.
Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Robbing and shooting and raping and killing. Bloody murder, molesting, running airplanes into buildings. Every time I turn around.
Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am podcast network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
Welcome in and thank you for downloading the Rusty Satellite Show. This is the 71st episode of the show, if you can believe it. This is your host, Rick Redding, the show is really all about the most interesting people in the Ville. And you'll find that I have fulfilled my obligation once again, have two really interesting folks as guests this week. And it's a very exciting time in Louisville here in mid-November. There's a lot going on. I'll tell you a little bit about my guest in the second half of the show. You're going to hear from a guy named Chaz Rao, who is one of my, you know, I love talking to entrepreneurs, and Chaz is really a media entrepreneur. I could learn a lot from him about podcasting, and he has this great international fame for his podcast about yoga. So you'll hear about that in the second half of the show. And the first part of the show, I'm tell you, I'm very excited about something. I'm recording this Tuesday night, and so on Wednesday, which if you're hearing this on Thursday, it'll be last night. We're having a big party for my girlfriend Paula. She's turning 50 years old, and can you believe it? It's a surprise party up at Louie Louie's. And I hope as you hear this, it went very well. But the reason I'm having it, Louie Louie's is one of our favorite places we've discovered here in J-Town. It's a pizza restaurant. And the guy that runs it, Mike Spurlock, is just he's a fascinating guy. His story is basically, he was early years in Detroit. He moved to Louisville at a young age and has had a successful career at IT and it's done very well, and then decided, you know what? Hey, it's time to quit all that, change careers, and open a pizza restaurant. And they have a great music program up at Louie Louie's. It's just a really a cool place. And his story, I think, I just thought it was cool enough to feature him on the show. So anyway, that's what's coming up first on the show. So right now, sit back and listen. Here's my interview with Mike Spurlock. Okay, and today we're at Louie Louie's Pizza with Mike Spurlock, the owner, and I've certainly had a great time coming in here in the last month or two. And Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And I think, from what I've heard, you have a fascinating story. I want to hear the whole thing as much as we can get in 12 minutes here. But how did this come to be? We're in the old Ferg Grassani's building, and it became Louie Louie's, and tell me how you got involved in it.
So my background is not in restaurants.
Okay.
First of all, I'm not a chef. I don't have any formal training in that area. I do have years of experience in eating in restaurants and drinking in restaurants, probably like you do. But I would describe myself as a culinary arts enthusiast.
Okay.
Meaning I like good craft beer. I like good bourbon and cocktails mixed the right way, and wines, and I like pairing them up with food, and I like to cook. Mm-hmm. But I started out making pizza probably about 15 years ago in my kitchen at home, just as a hobby, something to do. It took a while before I got a recipe together that I thought was really worth even serving to other people. And a few years into it, I had the opportunity to travel all around Italy and try, you know, pizza everywhere from Rome to Venice to Naples. Okay. And, you know, just tried a lot of different pizzas. But as good as the Italian pizza was, I never felt like the pizza was as good as the pizza that I grew up with as a kid in Detroit. My dad used to bring home pizza from these places that have been around forever, Cloverleaf and Buddy's. Those were our neighborhood pizza places.
And I've heard about this from my girlfriend Paula, who's from up there too. But I, you know, until that happened, you know, I knew New York pizza, Chicago pizza, California pizza.
Right.
I never heard that kind of a connection with
you,
Detroit.
And you're in good company, because most of the rest of the world could say the same thing, including a lot of people from Detroit. They really didn't even know that they had what would be considered a style of pizza, just like we know New York, California, or Chicago. But in 2012, there's a guy who put Detroit-style pizza on the map, and he's a Detroiter named Sean Randazzo. He's got a little place up in Detroit, actually three locations in Detroit, called the Detroit-Style Pizza Company.
Okay.
He won the International Pizza Challenge out in Las Vegas. This was a major thing. And
actually,
he,
you won't believe it, but I've been to Las Vegas for that show.
You have you? Okay.
In a different life.
Yeah, cool. Well, anyway, so Sean, he won the whole thing, put Detroit-style pizza on the map, and he did that, and I read about him at the same time I was writing a business plan to open this place.
Okay.
And I went up to Detroit, had a sit-down with him. He said he would help me any way that he could. He said he was all about trying to expand the, you know, the scope and influence of Detroit-style pizza. He was happy that I wanted to get in the business, and he actually had a certification process that he was putting together to certify Detroit-style pizza makers. So we went through his certification process. The funny thing was, on the first day, my son and I and one of my business partners spent about half a day in his kitchen making dough, making sauce, and making pizza. And we sat down side by side, one of his pizzas and one of my pizzas, and we ate them together. And he looks at me and he says, "Well, I don't think I can teach you any more about making the pizza. Now let me show you how to run a pizza restaurant," which is really what I needed, because I didn't have any idea what I was doing.
Wow. Well, that was a test, I guess.
He really was. And Sean's been a good friend. And, you know, I see him
but
every
now
time.
I know you grew up in Detroit.
Right.
But I've been a Louisvillian for a while.
I've been a Louisvillian since I was 11 years old.
Okay.
So, and, you know, I've spent a lot of time in Detroit over the last 40 years since leaving there, because I've still got a lot of family and friends there. And I like the town. I like what the town's about. I don't like some of the, you know, some of the bad things that we associate with Detroit. Nobody does. But there's a lot of good about it, too. And I think it has had more than its share of positive influences on Americana, including the pizza.
Yeah.
So this is something that I wanted to bring to Louisville.
Well, great. It's great. I've certainly enjoyed coming up here. Tell me about how the Thursday Night Music thing got started, because it's, you know, it's packed in here every Thursday.
It's become our biggest night of the week. So the common thing about me and my four partners, I'm the principal owner here, but the common thing is that at some point over the last 35 years, each of them have played in a band with me.
Okay.
Not all at the same time, not all in the same band, but we've all played music together. I play guitar, and the other guys play various instruments. And we wanted to make music a part of this place that we were going to open. And so we hooked up with Jeff Raymond. It started out, we would have Jeff come up here on Thursday nights, and he would just do a little piano thing, little solo gig. And we had several. We had Don Watson and Zach Longoria and other players that would come in and sing and play on Thursday night. And it was actually Larry Smith, my partner, and Jeff that had the idea that we should do like an open mic night. And Jeff would run it, and we would just kind of see what would happen. And so Jeff started putting feelers out, letting all of his friends know, a lot of names around Louisville that you would know from very popular bands that have been around since the 60s, many of them.
Right.
And some of Louisville's absolutely best musicians. So they descend on this place on Thursday night. They can't wait for their turn to get up and play. And the quality of the music is absolutely awesome. And I appreciate it very much because while I'm trying to run the business or trying to run the restaurant, I don't have to go up there and play. It's not about me getting up there and playing. It's about getting them to get up there and play and have a good time. And they all do.
Yeah.
So sometimes they let me get up there and play, and that's all fun and everything. But I just love standing back and watching people like George Poole and Sherry Edwards and Don Watson and the guys from the Wolf Brothers. I mean, these guys have brought all their friends in here every Thursday night, and they are just good friends of mine, good friends of the restaurant. And huge, huge supporters that have made it all happen.
It's really amazing if you're ever here. You know, my experience was that you go down and you sit down next to some guy that you don't know, and the next thing you know, he's up there on
right.
stage.
He's getting called up. Yeah, precisely.
So that's a lot of fun. So are you new to the restaurant business as well? I mean, you must have been doing something since the age of 11 up until now.
Yeah, I'm actually a CPA.
Okay.
That's what my undergraduate training was in, and I spent a number of years in public accounting with one of the big firms. I left and went into a corporate role, did that for a number of years, and kind of transitioned over into information technology.
Okay.
And so I had various IT roles and went back to school, got my master's, did some executive education, became a chief information officer about 6 years ago.
Wow.
And did that up until it was actually after we opened the restaurant, but I did that up until first of this year.
Wow.
And where I decided that I was going to step aside from doing that because I really wanted to run this thing full time and see how far I could take it.
Well, talk about a career change.
Big time career change. But, you know, I've never worked so hard in my life, but I've also never loved doing something so much in my life.
Yeah.
So hopefully some money will come from it at some point. But like I was telling you, you know, you do something long enough and you do it well and you're passionate about it, then I think other people will catch on and, you know, the money
certainly it comes through. You know, you follow your passion. That's what we all want to do. So, you know, you put in your time as an accountant and an IT guy, and now you get to do this fun thing. How do you, was it a natural decision? I mean, there's some history here in this building.
Yeah.
And you were telling me that some of that history is coming back this week.
Right. We actually have Vince Grassani here as our guest chef pretty much every month. It's usually the second week of the month. And so Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of that week, which happens to be this week, we bring back 5 entrees from the old Ferg Grassani's menu. So, for instance, we always have some kind of a veal because Vince is the king of veal.
Uh-huh.
This week we've got veal piccata. We have chicken formaggio. We have fettuccine with clams, eggplant parmesan, and we pretty much always have a cannelloni. And we've got cannelloni Toscana, which was one of Ferg Grassani's most popular dishes.
Wow.
So we have those 5, and we tend to rotate them. There's usually a couple things that we will keep that are recurring themes, and then the other things will change up as we go.
Yeah. Well, I have to experiment a little. I can't resist ordering the pizza every time I come up here. But, you know, we can talk about this because we're recording on Tuesday, and there's a big event tomorrow night. And this will air Thursday, so we're safe. But so we're having this.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to this big surprise party on Wednesday night for Paula's birthday. It's a big thing for her. So
happy birthday, Paula! By the way, I'll say it tomorrow night, but I'll go ahead and say it on the podcast too.
But this is—I mean, you've got this great private room back here that we're going to use, and we're going to have a bunch of people in here.
I can't wait! And that's one of the great things about this building and the history of this building is everybody I talk to says, I had my rehearsal dinner there. I had my anniversary dinner there. I had my prom dinner there. And so that, you know, people have a lot of fond memories of this building. And so this back room serves the same purpose today. So just in the last week, I bet I've booked 1 to 2 private parties in here during the balance of November and December.
Okay.
A day. Booked 1 to 2 a day. So, you know, if you're thinking about coming out here and having a party, book early because we're filling up.
Well, great. Well, I'm really looking forward to it. And, when people hear this on Thursday, they'll have already missed it. But
There's really other things that they can do to take advantage of that.
Thursday night is the time to come up here.
Thursday night's a great time, but the weekends are a great time to come up here. Make a plug for watching a sports game like a U of L or UK game. I've got a bunch of flat screen TVs all over the place, but it's not a sports bar. So it's a nice, quiet place to come and watch a game and have a good time. I've got a great craft beer selection. We actually have specials during the games. So do you want to go to a really crowded place where it's hard for you to get a drink and wait in line for the bathroom and can't find a seat, or do you want to come to a place that's not too crowded? So this is a good place to do that. We also do beer dinners. I've got one next Tuesday, and that's going to be with the Founders Brewing Company out of – what do you got there, Brian?
Eggplant Parmesan.
Ah, eggplant Parmesan. Well, we might just have to try this, huh?
He wanted you to try it and see if
Okay, great.
We'll cut off the interview here and start eating. That sounds like a good idea. So, Mike, thanks again for being on the show.
No problem.
And we'll see you soon.
Happy to do it. Thanks, Ray.
As a first-time mom, I have to admit, I really didn't know what to expect. But the people at Passport did. Besides covering me and my baby for maternity care and checkups, they offered me extra rewards for things I really needed, like gift cards so I could buy a crib or car seat, and gift cards for groceries and gas. All I had to do to earn these rewards was join their Mommy Steps program for new moms and keep my doctor's appointments, things I was going to do anyway. When they say, "We take the time to care," they really mean it. That's why I choose Passport.
Why will you choose Passport? Call 1-800-578-0603. That's 1-800-578-0603. And choose Passport. 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan. We take the time to care.
All right, and thank you, Mike, for appearing on the Rusty Satellite Show. I'm sure I'm going to be seeing you a lot in the future up at Louie Louie's. What a great place. So those of you that tune into the show on a regular basis know that this is the part of the show where I talk a little bit about things going on here in Louisville, Kentucky, my hometown. As I used to be a full-time blogger. I wrote about the news and things going on in town and met a lot of media folks. And, I've just got a lot – I'm really curious about a lot of things going on in town, and so I just want to talk to you about some of the stories going on. And one story that's sort of light, it was widely reported this week that the Showcase Cinemas property on Bardstown Road had been sold. Right now, it's only speculation about what is going to happen to that big property. The only report of anything substantial was basically a rumor that a Costco would go in there, which I think would be a good thing, and that'd be fun. But it caused a lot of people that I know to talk reminiscing about what the Showcase Cinemas was like back in like the 70s and 80s. And I tell you, it was quite a destination. I lived in the South End as a teenager. My weekends were hanging out with the guys or playing football on Friday night and having a date and going to the Showcase Cinemas on Saturday. And I had a friend who worked there, and it was just it was like before there were theaters all over town. This was the spot to go. I've spent a lot of time at the old Showcase Cinemas. They tore down the buildings a few years back. I think it's been vacant since like 2004 or something. But, that whole stretch was a lot bigger deal than it was now. There used to be the Toy Tiger right down the street, right at the Watterson. And, of course, they got Thornton stations on both sides now. But I know a lot of people have a lot of memories of the Toy Tiger. And I was talking, again, I think I don't know that it's unique about Louisville, but we talk about, hey, we'll go to some landmark that's no longer there. And that's how, how long somebody's been in Louisville. Hey, you remember the Toy Tiger? Yeah, I do. Certainly. Did you ever go to it? That's another question. So anyway, I'd like to see something done with that property. I'd really like to see it made into a park, but it's pretty valuable property over there. And I'm sure that, the Costco is a good idea. A few years back, a guy, there was this guy running some church was trying to buy that property and have some mega church going on. But, Anyway, that's been in the news this week, so that's pretty fun. And you know, I also found another story that just came up. You know, I always am interested in stories involving the Jefferson County Public Schools. If you remember a while back, State Auditor Adam Edlin had a pretty scathing review of some of the practices the JCPS did. Their audit found, one thing it found was that, you know, compared to other school systems around the country, the people at JCPS are getting way overpaid. So there's just this story in the Courier Journal the other day that said there's going to be a salary review, a comprehensive salary review undertaken. Now, it's going to take 8 months, and it's going to start in like January. But so I don't expect, you know, as a taxpayer, what I'd like to see is that they go through this and they say, okay, all you people are overpaid. We're going to cut your salaries by, you know, 20% or whatever, however much they're overpaid. You know, that's not going to happen. You know, this whole exercise is probably not really going to happen. They're spending $192,000 just for the review. So it's amazing some of the money involved in this, but whether it will result in any changes for, I don't think if you work for JCPS, you need to start worrying about your salary getting cut. But in the future, I think new hires and things, at least they're going to get the salaries in line with what, you know, what is consistent with similar jobs around the country. And you know, I don't know why the salaries became so bloated in JCPS, but they are. And you know, I know I'll get a lot of grief from people who work there, but that's, you know, that's why they're doing the salary review. The audit by the state certainly showed that that there's a lot of people that are overpaid for what they do in JCPS. You know, and then I'll get on my soapbox again about the whole David Mike situation, the principal at Mail. You know, he's when they can't fire anybody over there. Somebody does something blatantly wrong like he did, and they can't fire him. You know, they put him in administrative positions over at JCPS, and they still get their six-figure salary. So anyway, that's my soapbox on that. I love JCPS, and I have three kids that have, all three of my kids have gone through JCPS and had great experiences, but you know, that doesn't mean it's a well-run organization. In fact, JCPS was one of the topics that was brought up this week. I'd also like to talk on this portion of the show about some of the things that I've been doing. And this week was the Breakfast of Champions, which is a little group that I help organize. And we have a breakfast the second Monday of odd-numbered months at the University Club. Kent Euler, the former Rusty Satellite guest and GLI chairman, was our speaker. And he did talk about JCPS. He hopes, and the topic that he emphasized in his talk regarding JCPS was they're trying to find a way to cut down on the distance that kids have to travel on busing. And you know, it's a rational, reasonable approach. And there's just got to be a way. You know, I think he said that JCPS's budget, like 10% of their budget, is just on gasoline and budget and busing. So certainly that money could be better used for actual instruction and education. So we'll see how that comes out. Euler also talked about the big issue that a lot of people are talking about related to the election is the minimum wage ordinance. And GLI, of course, is against this ordinance. They say it kills business. It hurts businesses. It causes people to lose their jobs rather than, you know, making sure that people who have jobs make enough to live on. And, you know, I tell you, it's a tough issue because the liberal point of view is to say, yeah, we ought to raise the minimum wage. But, you know, I'm not sure that I buy it. I think there are some positions that, you know, that the minimum wage is at the current level is the right thing. Euler talked about some companies that employ people just coming out of the justice system. And, you know, for the government to dictate what you have to pay people, I guess I'm ultimately against that. So we'll see. Boy, I had a busy week. had a great time. If you look on Facebook, you'll see some pictures of me. Me and my friend Mark Hebert went to our homecoming at Western Kentucky and saw the Hilltoppers win a game. But we went back and hung out with our fraternity brothers. A lot of great reminiscing. I went to the fraternity house, the Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity house on campus. It makes our old house that we lived in look like a shack. But it's a really nice house. Amazing that one of the composite pictures of was still up of our group from my freshman year in 1978-79. And so we posted a picture showing how much better looking we are now than we were then, right? So you can check that out on Facebook. I've written some stuff on LouisvilleKY.com about some things I've been doing, including the conclusion of my little project with my son Luke, our journaling project. But, I think I'm going to keep it up. Luke is darn happy that thing is over with. So the kid just doesn't like to write. That's one thing there. A couple of updates I got for you on former Rusty Satellite Show guest. If you remember J.P. Davis. He was on when he was running for Metro Council. He was unsuccessful in that race, but he worked at the University of Louisville's Law School as a fundraiser, and he was just hired as a fundraiser for the Fund for the Arts. So congratulations to J.P. I'm glad to see he got that new position. It's going to be great for him. He's very excited. If you remember, Library Director Craig Buto announced that he is going to be retiring, and the library system will have a nationwide search to find his replacement. He was very gracious when he came on the show and has overseeing the library through some growth, through some challenging media stories, through the failed library tax increase and the construction. And I've been in it, so I know the new Southwest Regional Library is really great. And I might tell you that Mario Mueller, who the artist who is redoing the mural down at the Kentucky Center for the Arts, got a lot of publicity this week. He was on a bunch of shows, and my friend Caroline Knopp is certainly doing a great job getting PR for him. And I went by there. I was Sunday. I went to the U of L exhibition with Bellarmine at the Yum Center and saw Mario down there. He's working hard. I tell you, I'm looking forward to seeing the finished product down there. Very fortunate. Got to go to that U of L game. They had this heart-wrenching exercise where Bellarmine played this young man from high school who was has cancer, and it was a big moment to have this young man play in the game, actually compete in the game. He launched it was funny. Everybody wanted him to score, of course. The U of L players were sort of letting him go, and he launched an air ball from three-point land with his first time. Then he missed a layup, but finally on his third attempt he made a shot, and that was great. So a lot of things going on in sports. I know if you didn't hear, Will Gardner, the University of Louisville quarterback, has got a knee injury. He's out for the year. Cardinals still have two games left, Notre Dame and Kentucky. And so they have to do that without their quarterback. The basketball team is headed this week to Puerto Rico, where Rick Pitino will face his son, the coach of the Minnesota Gold Gophers, Richard Pitino, down there. So there's going to be a lot of publicity about that. You'll hear a lot about that. I think it's a great thing. Great publicity for the university, and a good way to get basketball season going. So anyway, so that concludes the news. I want to get right to my next guest. Chaz Rao is a media entrepreneur. He is really something. I'll let you listen and hear all the cool things that Chaz does. I really known Chaz for a long time. He's a musician and a podcast entrepreneur. So here's my interview with Chaz. All right, today the Rusty Satellite Show is at a local restaurant, Bravo, with Chaz Rao, who I would call a serial entrepreneur in the media business. And Chaz, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much for inviting me. It's always cool to be a part of a show that's local and is actually very hip and cool.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thanks very much. I've seen a lot of your work over the years, but I know for our listeners, I understand we share a South End background.
Yeah.
You went out, where do you, as we say in Louisville, where do you go to high school?
Yeah. Where do you go to college? No. I actually grew up in the South End, went to Butler, graduated from Butler High School. From there, I went to the University of Louisville, graduated with communications. When I was at University of Louisville, I was started out with a band called The Synthetics. And that was actually, I learned a ton about marketing from being in the band, actually more than I did from going to college. But being in the Synthetics also opened up doors in the music industry, and we showcased in New York City at CBGB's. Was fortunate to play there twice, and then we were on MTV. Made it to MTV a couple of times, which was really cool. So I can actually say,
which was really big back then.
Yeah, I mean, back when they were really a music channel. So, but we never got the big deal. Eventually, the band, after X amount of years, disbanded. But I went on to do my own solo thing, and
had to go and get a job.
Well, kind of. I did actually work for, at this point, started working for, worked for Doe Anderson at one point. Then I worked for Amazing.com, internet company, which was a great company to work for. 9/11 hit. I lost my job. Went back into the entrepreneurial side of things. At that point, you know, I was playing music, as, you know, solo as well. And I got to play at the Easter Egg Roll at the White House twice. I got to play in Montreal, Canada, and Chicago. You know, and from there, I worked again for Churchill Downs as online creative director for 2-3 years. Cool learning experience, which kind of was the gateway into where I am now, because back in the day I was more into graphic design. Then I got into web. Then I got into interactive design, interactive marketing. Then at Churchill Downs, there was a new word, a new buzz coming around. And I was like right at the forefront of that. And the word was podcasting. And now podcasting is just a part of the whole social media pool. But back in the day, it was either podcasting and blogging. And those two were kind of the surge at that point. And when I saw the podcasting, I researched it. And I said, this is going to be my ticket to doing some fun stuff.
Well, that's what I should have done back then. Because I was so busy blogging, I didn't do any of that stuff. But, you know, I think what I'd like to talk about, like, is some of the stuff you do now that is, you know, it sounds not only interesting, but it sounds fun. You get to, you know, make your living doing things that people think are cool, right? And, let's start with, let me just ask you about the Yoga Amazing project, because that's pretty impressive, I think, with the number of downloads I've heard you've got.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, like, we were just talking about Churchill, and after I left Churchill, that's kind of when Yoga Amazing was formulating. And I started doing that, and I saw this opportunity, because at that point, the iPod video was not available yet. But in July of that year, this is how intrinsically focused I was on this, is that iTunes launched a brand new version of iTunes that enabled you to view video in there. And I said, ah. So at that point, Yoga Amazing, I started cranking out Yoga Amazing videos every week. And then,
and these videos are of,
20 to 25 minute workout videos that originally I just designed for myself, but then I started asking for suggestions. So each episode is based upon a question from a Yoga Amazing fan from around the world. So I base every episode on that. So that actually was
and
building
so the,
slowly.
The reach of that thing I've heard was pretty
millions.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's in the millions of downloads now, and it's been fortunate. It's been in Shape Magazine, Parenting Magazine, Yoga Journal. I was even signed Zone Perfect Health Bars, signed up for sponsorship for about a year. I have sponsors to this day from Audible.com. I've got sponsorship. You know, Harry's the people that do the shaving. They sponsor. I've got now a Yoga Amazing iPhone app, iPad app, Android app. And it's just become this freak of nature that one of the world's most downloaded yoga classes is Yoga Amazing. And it was the first yoga podcast in iTunes and one of the first health podcasts. And even
and
Apple.
It started like what year?
Oh, gosh. It's 8 years ago. So eight, 9 years.
No.
It's going on its 500th episode this year.
Wow, 500. If the Rusty Satellite Show could only get up to that. Right?
Now, in the entire lifetime of the Yoga Amazing video podcast, it's never missed a week. Whether it's a new episode or I still put up, as I would call it, a rerun now.
Right.
I will constantly put up new content or put up content. And it's, like I said, I feel very fortunate that enabled me to realize that I came up on a structured marketing idea on this. And that's when I started offering this to businesses such as Louisville Convention Visitors Bureau. I've done work for Procter & Gamble. done work around the country for different businesses, and I'm actually
in the
getting
form
ready to,
of podcast, right?
Podcast.
Yeah, let me ask you about one I'm familiar with.
Well, now I would say podcasting, but it's podcasting. I'd say iTunes. It's in YouTube. It's in social media. So it's now just everything.
Everything. And the one I'm familiar with, I guess I know former Rusty Satellite guest Stacy Yates was on here, and she was talking about the Convention Bureau. You're a big promoter of the city of Louisville.
Yes, we do a – Stacy and I have been doing a video now for 8 years for Louisville Convention and Visitors Bureau. It's a monthly series based on events happening in Louisville. We always focus on food. We always focus on, of course, bourbon, and we always focus on things that would entice people to come here. And it's been really exciting because I've been able to experience so many things myself that I never would have ever experienced, especially some of the restaurants. And we got to do the Bourbon Trail and the Urban Bourbon Trail, and I got to meet all the master distillers.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds like a terrible task you have to go through to do these
things. Go drink bourbon. And in fact, I'm getting, which I won't
do too
much.
Well, we're all in the media anyway, right?
But I'm getting ready to launch a new bourbon video series, which will be coming out in 2015, January. And so I'll as soon as that comes available, I'll send you the first viewing.
Well, we'll look forward to that. It seems like this bourbon explosion in Louisville is
crazy. Well,
it hits everywhere almost.
I mean, so that's why I sort of, again, I saw that there was this opportunity in the bourbon industry that nobody's doing anywhere. Okay. And that's when I said, the little light bulb went off again.
Yeah. So now you're, help me understand, your business is you have a media business, right?
Right. Primitive Media is the company that I own that produces content for anybody and everybody. So over here, I might do small businesses. I've done work for local people like Veronese and Puccini. Then I've done work for Louisville Convention. Then I do work for I just recently did work for the FFA. And then I'll go down. I was in Austin, Texas working with LDG Development, which is from Louisville, that builds affordable housing all around the country. So I went down there and filmed. So I'm very fortunate, and I would even say blessed, that as I tell people, I'm a multi-thousandaire.
Well, it's great if you can make thousands of dollars, like you said, over your lifetime, and have fun doing it. And that seems like what the whole media world is for you.
Right. I mean, it's... You know, I'm very fortunate. I could sit here and do an interview with you in the afternoon and relax. I got my iPad in front of me. I can do work from here. And a lot of people do work their 40-hour weeks, and they do love it. But there's a lot of people who don't.
Who watch the clock.
Yeah, who watch the clock. And I watch the clock, but in a different way. Because, it's like when people go on vacations, like during the holidays, everybody's happy. But I'm like, I want to work. I want to work. Because when you work for yourself, every day is an opportunity. Every day is a gift.
Yeah, it really is. Well, it's a different mindset. And that's one of the things that, you know, I have people on this show that are in cool jobs or they're entrepreneurs. And it seems like the whole entrepreneurial lifestyle is great because you can do things when you want to do them up to the limit. You have to work hard when you work. Yeah,
but you have to be disciplined. I am in my office every day at 9 a.m. No matter what, I'm at my desk getting things going, either editing, working on new prospects for jobs, calling people. But you have to, it's a very disciplined lifestyle, and some people have it, some people don't.
Right. It's very difficult. So let's we got just a couple minutes left here. Talk sort of wrap up. Tell me some of the things that are coming up in your world. Things that are going on in Louisville. Maybe as we're looking at the holidays coming up.
Well, you know, one of the things that I'm really excited about, like I said a minute ago, is the bourbon video series that'll be coming out in the new year. Yoga Amazing is getting ready to hit its 500th episode, and that's probably about another 8 months away, and I'm looking at rethinking on how I'm doing. I said, after 500 episodes, I've pretty much done everything. I mean, yoga for hangovers, yoga for the neck and shoulders, yoga for your back, yoga for weight loss. You know, I've got to rethink this because as an entrepreneur, as you know, eventually you start, getting tired of that. And I've got to re-energize my cycle itself. And through the holidays, that gives me the opportunity to rethink and strategically move forward.
So. Okay. Well, tell our listeners where we can find some of this work of yours.
Well, the... Oh, there is one thing, but I'll tell you about that. Go to yogamazing.com, yogamazing.com, and while you're there, click on the button High Yoga, and that is a brand new yoga product called High Intensity Interval Yoga. So if you're into HIIT training or high intensity workouts, it's a 20-minute yoga workout that will just burn you, and that's actually a brand new product that I just released, so you can go check that out. And if you're interested in what I do, go to primitivemedia.net.
Okay.
And you can send me emails from there as well. So.
Well, that's I know in the media world we're
and
all
Facebook,
easy to
Twitter,
get a hold
YouTube,
of, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So it's Chaz Rauch, Rough, like spelled like rough. And
yeah, Google that.
It's fun. Chaz, you got so many things going on. It's great. I finally got you on the show, and maybe I should be on the Yoga Amazing show.
Right? That's right, yoga for entrepreneurs.
There you go.
A lot of stress.
All right, Chaz, good to hear from you. I always learn something new when I do these things, and I've known Chaz for a long time, but I did not know that he was a good old South End boy from Butler High School. You know, I went to Iroquois, and it's funny about this town and high schools. You know, you find very few people that went to Iroquois that are doing anything. But anyway, we're all happy to know that Chaz is Megan. I'm going to check out that Yoga Amazing thing. I really want to see what that's like. I think there may be something in there for me and my health. So anyway, thanks to Chaz and thanks to Mike Spurlock for being on the show. Hopefully, by the time you hear this, we have successfully had a great surprise party for Paula at Louie Louie's. So I will be back next week. I want to thank my sponsor, Passport Health Plans, and my producer, Dan Vonderhyde, for making the show possible. The Rusty Satellite Show, the home of the most interesting people in the Ville. We'll be back with another show next week.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, @RickyRedding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city.